FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in from Amanzi Mtoti, south of Durban.
Initial reports are that multiple homes have collapsed with multiple patients trapped. ALS paramedics has deployed multiple advanced life support paramedics to assist.
It's ALS's Gareth Jameson. The details aren't yet clear, but it's understood several homes have collapsed on the R603 near a lifestyle village in the Adams area. Various emergency teams are on scene. Now, multiple routes can be seen submerged this morning after heavy rains pounded the province. The downpours triggered flooding and left properties damaged. KZN Human Settlement says it's moving in to assist those who lost their homes.
The roving team that has been moving up and down in the province of KwaZulu-Natal is on standby. The MEC is receiving reports from the South African Weather Services. We are likely to experience prolonged rainfall in various district municipalities such as Umkhonkolova, Oku District, eThekwini, Ilembe, King Cetshwayo, Amajuba, Zululand, as well as uThukela and uMkhanyakude.
Spokesperson Nabizinhle Sibiya says a plan is in place to help the affected communities.
We have been experiencing, rainfall since last night, and the MEC will be getting a report from the team where there are, interventions that are required as a matter of urgency. The MEC will ensure that, there is intervention. The MEC has also requested those that will be traveling to various destinations, they need to be very careful on the road.
Well, KZN has been under a yellow level 4 warning for disruptive rain along the coast. Melissa Govindan was driving to work this morning from Amanzi Mtoti. She says she wasn't prepared for the chaos.
The off-ramp from Galleria going onto the freeway, there's a small bank that fell off and is actually blocked that way, flooded. As I drove a little further, which is the old airport, I see there's a huge flood happening there. It's very deep and I drive a very small car, so you can actually see it's like probably above my tire. It is overwhelming.
Bronwyn Boerter, who was traveling towards Durban from Amanzi Mtoti this morning, found herself navigating several flooded routes.
On the N2 northbound, there's a large amount of water pooling over the highway just after the Moskolnik on-ramp onto the highway. So you have to stay all the way to the right-hand lane. And then there was some more flooding after the Prospecton Bridge. When I got onto the M4, there was probably 2 lanes worth of flooding just before the Jacobs off-ramp. And about a kilometre after that, there's a lot of water on the right-hand lane.
A quick look at your temperatures now. Durban and Richards Bay warming up to 26 degrees. Maritzburg, 23. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.
Yeah, and coming up in your sports, Mamelodi Sundowns stretch their lead at the top of the Betway Prem. Wade van Niekerk has appointed his stepfather, Stephen Swartz, as his new coach, hoping to get back to his glory days. And the Duzi Canoe Marathon currently underway. Nick Tatham has the latest.
And just like that, day one was done and dusted. Andy Burkett coming away with the victory at the 2025 Duzi Canoe Marathon Stage 1 win on some incredible water. He smashed it. He beat Sponello Quello, who finished in second by over a minute, and then third and fourth together. The Mtolos, Sandile Mtolo and Msawinkosi Mtolo, finished third and fourth together. So it's going to be tight racing for those podium spots come tomorrow. Admission rapid in the women's race. Christy McKenzie had that one under control. She's cruising along well ahead of Nikki Burkett, who's in second place. The women shouldn't be too long, but that men's race blitz day one. It's going to mean some exciting racing once again on day two. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.